The company behind the controversial Dakota Access Pipeline has started building a pipeline through South Louisiana, and protesters are disrupting construction. As WWNO's Travis Lux reports, now a judge has ordered construction in the Atchafalaya Basin to stop while a lawsuit plays out in court.
On a Saturday in mid-February, about 40 protesters marched toward a Bayou Bridge pipeline construction site near Belle Rose. They sat on top of machinery and held a prayer circle. Sharif Hoytlin was one of the organizers.
This is unnecessary. We have everybody's like, oh, look at all these pipelines we have. Yeah, right. We have so many pipelines. Why do we need this one? Make a few people rich.
Like many at the Dakota Access Pipeline protests last year, these protesters call themselves water protectors. They're worried that the pipeline could leak and threaten drinking water. They also want a world without fossil fuels, so they're trying to stop construction, even if just temporarily. So far, they've done it twice. On a shady slough in the Atchafalaya Swamp, Jody Mesh reaches for a crawfish trap over the side of his aluminum boat. It's tied with a string to a small tree, and it's marked with a blue ribbon so he knows it's his. He pulls it out of the water and dumps three crawfish into the boat.
When you got good water, good muddy water with a current, I mean, that's the best eating crawfish in the world, no doubt about it.
Mesh has fished in the basin for almost 30 years. He's not out there protesting, but he is against the pipeline. He says pipelines disrupt the water flow and create pockets of stagnant water, which is bad for crawfish and his income.
It's so frustrating. It just every year it's harder and harder and harder.
Mesh is president of the Louisiana Crawfish Producers Association West, an advocacy group. And they joined forces with several environmental groups to sue the Army Corps of Engineers over this pipeline. They say that the Corps didn't consider the environmental impact when they approved it. But that doesn't mean that Mesh calls himself an environmentalist. He doesn't. In fact, he says he's worked in the oil industry.
I'm not opposed to the oil and gas industry. And I know we need all of these products.
This pipeline is not the first in the Atchafalaya Basin. Companies have been laying them for decades. State officials now acknowledge that pipelines have contributed to problems in the basin. Last year, the state legislature even asked the Department of Natural Resources to study the damage that's already been done and to come up with some potential solutions. Vicky Granado is a spokesperson for Energy Transfer Partners, the company building the pipeline. She says they'll make sure it won't harm the environment.
So we need to have the infrastructure in place to safely and efficiently transport the crude oil where it needs to be. And pipelines are by far the safest and most efficient way to do that.
Oil production in the U.S. is soaring. And Granado says the Bayou Bridge pipeline will help meet the demand here and abroad. Energy Transfer wants to bring crude oil from other parts of the country to St. James Parish. The first part of the Bayou Bridge pipeline has already been built. It ends in Lake Charles, where oil is then transferred. The part being built now would bring it the rest of the way, through the Atchafalaya to St. James. But at the end of February, a judge ordered the company to stop construction while the lawsuit plays out in court. Jody Mesh was speechless when he got the news.
I got a knot in my throat to where I almost couldn't talk. You know what I'm saying? And I was overwhelmed. You know, it's like I didn't expect at all.
But while crawfishers like Mesh might be relieved, other activists are gearing up to continue the fight. The pause on construction only applies to the part that goes through the Atchafalaya Basin. So in the meantime, Energy Transfer will continue building the pipeline on either side of it, where the protesters, the water protectors, say they'll be waiting. In the Atchafalaya Basin, I'm Travis Lux.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Foundation for Louisiana, and you. Yeah, you, our local listeners.